Good morning, this is Dennis again with Daily Inspirations. Again, we are going through Psalms 103. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your love and your mercy towards us, and that you do pity us, and that you are merciful towards us. Otherwise, we would not have a chance. In other words, we wouldn't last very long here without you. So, Father, we look to you. We come to you this morning with humble hearts and asking, guiding, and directing us. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalms 103, we are going to go from verse 15 to verse 18, Lord willing. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared... Oh, hang on, I'm going over. Okay, so verse 15 to 18 here. Verse 15 says, "For as man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. So in other words, if we look at our lives in God's perspective, the way God looks at our lives, we have our days are like a flower in the field. So if we look at a flower out in the field, it comes up in the springtime, it blooms, it blossoms, it is very beautiful. And does not take long for that flower to wilt, to melt down, to die down, and it's gone. The wind comes and blows it away. And so that's the way we look at our lives. I mean, it's short, but we need to live our lives to the glory of God. Verse 16, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone. So that's I was a bit ahead of myself there. Here it says, the wind comes and blows in their lives, and the flower is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. So, the place of it, it's like, who was here? Yeah, Dennis was here. Who is Dennis? It's after I die, after I'm gone, it's like, I'm gone. Who shall know it? Verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. So here we have the mercy of the Lord is everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. What a blessing. Why would we not choose to walk in his ways if we have mercy? If we have someone that's going to have mercy on us, if we walk the way they want us to walk, wouldn't we walk that way? Because they would have mercy. They would look out for us. And this is the way God is. We fear him. We walk in his ways. We obey him. He has mercy. And that mercy it doesn't have a beginning and it doesn't have an end. Mercy is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. It's something that just doesn't stop. It just keeps going, and you can't stop it. No one ever has been able to stop that mercy, and never will. Verse 18, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. May the Lord bless your day, and may your day be renewed and inspired and encouraged.